If you wait for your kids to stop fighting before things change, you'll be left feeling out of control and frustrated.
Welcome to the Connect Method Parenting Podcast, where correction is out, connection is in, and your kids want to listen to you. I'm Andy Martineau, creator of Connect Method Parenting, here to help you stay calm, confident, and connected no matter what. Yo, yo, everybody. Welcome back to the 15-part CMP Book Club series, where every week on Thursday, I drop a chapter from my book, Connect Method Parenting. If this is the first episode of the Connect Method Parenting Book Club series that you've caught, you can jump back to episode 32, where it all began with chapter one, and move your way through it, or you can just continue on with me today, whatever fits your fancy. This book lays out the foundational framework of Connect Method Parenting, and it shows you how you can stop relying on consequences and rewards and ultimatums and timeouts and still get your kids to want to listen to you. It's crazy, and it's true. It works like magic. So let's get on with the show. Oh, did you know also that I've created a free companion guide that can help you integrate what we talk about each week and the chapter of the book I share? You can grab that for yourself at CMP for connectmethodparenting.works/CWB for companion workbook. I've dropped the link in the show notes as well. All right, let's dive in.
Chapter 6, Steer Your Boat. Allow parenting to transform you into who you were meant to be. Grab your rudder. A man in a boat was enjoying a peaceful afternoon ride on the river when he saw another boat coming towards him. He shouted at the boat to change course, yelling out that they were about to collide. "Can't you hear me? Why aren't you doing anything?" He continued to wave and yell to get the other boat's attention until it was too late, and the boats collided. That's when he saw the other boat was empty. Literally and figuratively, we shout at our kids, telling them to change directions, while we refuse to change our own course. You, like most parents, may think the problem is outside of you, in that other boat coming towards you. You gotta stop that boat, train that boat, fix that boat. Then your parenting problems will be solved. But your parenting problems are solved from the inside out. There's a situation happening outside of you. The kids are being ornery to each other, and then there's your response to the fight. Between stimulus and response, man has the freedom to choose. Stephen R. Covey. This is the bottom line. If you wait for your kids to stop fighting before things change, you'll be left feeling out of control and frustrated. Thank goodness there's a magic space between what happens and how you respond, where you have the freedom to choose. Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Viktor E. Frankl. Baby Powder Blizzard. I walked into the playroom and gasped. A thin white film covered every square inch of the room, including the electronics. My three littles were covered head to toe. My blood was boiling. Let me back up. 10 minutes earlier, I was on top of the world. It was 9:30 a.m., and I'd already gotten my oldest to school on time, looking handsome with a healthy lunch, cleaned up breakfast way before it was time to make lunch, which was an anomaly, gotten my baby down for a morning nap, hallelujah, folded and switched laundry, made my bed. Then I realized how abnormally quiet it had been. I got worried. It'd been a solid 30 minutes since I'd heard a peep. I walked to the playroom and heard noise. Phew, they were still alive. I slowly peeked in so I wouldn't disturb and gasped. It looked like the room had been hit by a blizzard. Then I saw the gigantic Costco-sized bottle of baby powder on the floor. Every bodily crevice, electronic device, the DVD player and Nintendo were ruined, by the way. Every shelf, drawer, and toy closet was covered. It would take hours to clean up, I was exhausted just looking at it. I flipped out. I blamed. You guys make me so mad. I lectured. You guys know better than this. This is not something, and I went on and on and on. I punished. No friends over for the next 2 weeks. Then I paused. I'm not sure why or how the pause happened, but it happened. I went from this scenario, the situation, baby powder all over the playroom. My thought about it, what a nightmare. I can't believe the kids did this. The emotion I was feeling, anger, what I did, blaming, lecturing, punishing, yelling, what it would have created, a terrible day full of messes and misbehaving kids and lots of consequences. To this, same situation, baby powder all over the playroom. My thought about it, my kids are not trying to make my life hard. They were experimenting like little kids do. The emotion I began to feel, acceptance. What I did, looked into my children's eyes, laughed, took a picture of the mess, cleaned the mess up. What it created. I was able to clean up the playroom quickly without consequences and ended up having a great day with my kids. I felt closer to them and I felt more confident in my ability to not flip out when the kids did crazy kid things later. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Buddha. Your brain is programmed to find problems. Centuries ago, it helped humans stay alive against dangerous predators. But your child's bad attitude, or in my case, the baby powder blizzard mess in the playroom, are not dangerous predators. Your problems usually aren't life-threatening. Your brain might disagree with you on this, but the toddler throwing a fit or the 2 hours it takes to put the kids to bed aren't life-threatening emergencies. Seems like they are, but they aren't. It's time to change the default programming, time to tame your wild elephant mind, time to learn how to steer your boat and stop trying to steer everyone else's. Life will shift when you put your energy into what's working and what you can control, instead of what's not working and what you don't have control over, the conditions of the playroom after the baby powder blizzard. Breaking down the events in your life like this will help you understand why you have the life you have. Once you understand this, you create the life you want.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, come check out League, my Connect Method parenting coaching program, where we take this material and we apply it using my proven formula. Head over to cmp.works/join.